So this one, somebody said, the past few months, off and on, I've been feeling absolutely defeated. Now I understand that part of this is my responsibility because I've not been assertive. I work with what I call a crazy maker, also known as a toxic person. I am certain you may not appreciate these adjectives, and I respect that. She thinks I don't know what toxic people are. She thinks nobody criticizes me. Nobody gets on my case. Come on. Still yet, how do we not feel defeated when in the presence of a sentient being that behaves in a verbally abusive way, and that is a bully? Is there any antidote? So, I do have difficulty with the labels, you know, crazy maker and toxic person, just as I do with, you know, delinquent and honor student, because I think what we do then is we pick out what we consider to be one quality, you know, well, first of all, we take one quality of a person and we project our value judgment on it. And then we think that's all the other person is. Okay. Somebody else may see the same quality and project a different adjective on it. You know? Yeah. But we project one and then we think that's all the whole person is. You know, just like I object to the word criminal. I mean, somebody is not, that's not their identity in life. You know? And that's where this whole thing, you know, loser, or like I was saying, honor student, or any of these labels, it isn't seeing a person as a whole sentient being. It's only picking out one thing. And then what happens when we do that is we think that's all they are, and that's all they ever have been, that's all they ever will be, and that's how we relate to them. And when we relate to them in that way, we make them become like that. Yeah, not only in our mind, but it also adversely influences the other person. Yeah, if we relate to them according to a very negative, stereotypical image that we have. Okay, so first of all, when I work with somebody, or you know, or around somebody who, you know, disturbs my mind, yeah, or who is very critical or deprecating or whatever, I try to see this as a sentient being who's suffering. Okay. I'm not always successful, but I keep coming back and trying to do that. Yeah. And remembering, okay, this person has some internal suffering. It's coming out in their actions, but their actions are not who they are. And so I'm not going to label them according to their actions. Okay. And always just trying to see somebody is a suffering sentient being, just like I am. And if I see them that way, then there's possibility for them to change, for me to change, for the relationship to change. Okay? Now, if I'm with somebody who is, you know, completely undermining me and deprecating me and da 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 da, depending upon what the social relationship is with the person, then you respond differently. Okay, sometimes the social relationship is one where you can go to the person and just say, you know, when you say these kinds of words, this is how I experience it, this is how I feel. Or is, you know, like if you want to work with me, in, or, you know, if we want to work together in a good way, here's how best to communicate with me. And such a kind of communication doesn't work with me. You know, because of the way I am. So, you know, here's just some hints about how to deal with me. You can, you know, say it in that way. It depends upon the situation. Some situations, you just have to say, you know, that's really not appropriate. Or you have to say, that kind of talk is getting off topic. We're here to accomplish this task. Let's come back and accomplish this task. Yeah, sometimes you just have to dismiss it and act like you didn't hear it. Yeah, because, and then sometimes they just stop doing it if you do that too. You know, in other words, you don't take it seriously. You just go on as if you never even heard it. So it depends a lot on the specific situation. But I think the main thing is, in our own heart, maintaining our own sense of confidence and knowing that we have the Buddha nature, we have a precious human life, we have refuge, you know, we are making progress on the path. And so somebody may say this, they may say that, but, you know, that's not who we are.